buying a home? Don't panic. Just listen to the rest of this podcast. Welcome to Home Inspection Authority Straight Talk Podcast with me, John LaForme. Are you a home buyer, a realtor, or maybe a home inspector? If you are, then this podcast is definitely for you. So let's get right into some straight talk about home inspections. Today, I want to talk about water heaters. So what's the big deal about water heaters? Well, there's really no big deal about them. However, nobody really thinks about them until you run out of hot water. And at that point, it's a problem. So I want to kind of talk about the difference between conventional tank water heaters, which most people have, versus tankless water heaters. A lot to unpack here. So I just want to start out with, if you're a homeowner, congratulations. Great, you own a home, but understand your home needs maintenance, just like your car does, just like you change the oil in your car or whatever. You know, you maintain your car, you change the tires on your car on occasion. You're doing your oil change probably every 3,000 to 5,000 miles. You got to think of that way with your house as well, because there's several systems in your house that do require an ongoing maintenance, such as your water heater, whether it's a tank or a tankless system. Your heating and cooling system, for example, needs some maintenance as well. So there's things around your house that you do need to be aware of that you can't just ignore, because if you ignore it, it's going to get turn into a bigger problem, which means the damage to it could be much bigger than it would be if you actually maintained it. So you're looking at more money to spend depending on how much deferred maintenance that particular system has. So with that being said, let's get into some straight talk about water heaters. So conventional tanks are the most common. That's the big round tank that you probably see in your garage, or maybe it's outside your house. If you have a much older home, it may be in a closet in the hallway or by the laundry room, and that's all fine. It doesn't really matter where it's located. But a tank water heater, it does require some flushing on occasion. Like an annual flush would be a good idea, just to flush out all the sediment at the bottom of the tank. A tank water heater life expectancy is probably 10 to 15 years, depending on the tank. My understanding, after talking with several plumbers, is that if the data tag on the water heater tank says six-year warranty, six-year tank, or something along those lines, then you can expect it not to last much longer than that. So that's pretty much why they put those data tags on there. So I do see those quite a bit when I'm inspecting homes. Great, you got a newer tank, but it's about 6 years old, but the warranty says it's only a six-year tank. So, you know, that tank could last 10 years, I guess, if you maintain it properly. However, it could fail soon after 6 years. It's kind of hard to say. So, you know, I don't see anything wrong with having a tank water heater. I just don't. I think they're perfectly fine as long as they're sized properly for your house. What I mean by that is, how many bathrooms do you have and how many gallons is your tank? So if I walk into a house that only has a 28 or 29 or a 30 gallon tank and I see three bathrooms, that to me is a bit too small for that house. So I would definitely make a note of that and let my customer know that. But, you know, if you got like a 2.5 bathroom house and you got, you know, like a 30 to 40 gallon, I'd always go with a 40 for that size house. And that should be adequate to handle multiple showers at the same time and so forth. As long as you're not taking an hour long shower. I mean, come on, be serious. You got to have a little reality there as far as how long your showers are. So If one person takes a 45-minute shower, I doubt there's going to be any hot water for the next guy or next girl or whatever. But the sizing of the tank is important to know in regards to how many bathrooms you have. Now, if you have like three full baths, laundry, kitchen, I would definitely go with a 50 to a 60-gallon to make sure you have plenty of hot water. And if you have a large house that's laid out, and the water heater's on one side of the house and you have maybe two bathrooms way on the other side of the house, you may want to install a hot water circulation pump, which can easily be, installed by a licensed plumber. And that's going to get that water to those faucets fast, as opposed to not having it. So those are the ins and outs of having a tank water heater. If you haven't serviced your water heater, your tank water heater, since you bought your house, or if you've never even knew you had to, then call a plumber, have them come out, flush it, or get on YouTube, and you can probably find some good videos on how to flush it out. I don't have any yet on my channel, but I should do that actually. But it's a good idea to maintain that water heater. You want to make sure you get the longest life out of it. And there's other things you can do for extending the life of a tank water heater, and that's changing the anode rod. But that's not something you want to do as a homeowner. I wouldn't recommend that unless you are very handy, because that's very involved. And actually, some tank water heater installs don't have enough clearance to actually remove the anode rod, because there's like a ceiling above it. It might have like 2 feet of clearance, and there's no way you're going to pull that anode rod out because of that. So that means the tank would have to be completely shut down. All the plumbing connections would have to be disconnected. The gas would have to be disconnected. And you'd have to literally drain the tank, move the tank where you can access the top freely, and just pull that rod out. And then replace it. And that should extend it quite a bit longer as well. So that's about all I got for a tank water heater. But do understand they do come in two different types of fuel sources, which is, I should say three, natural gas, propane gas, and electric. So you have one of the three. I'm quite sure of that. So in the event that your house loses power and you're running a gas water heater, you should still have hot water if your electricity goes out. But if you have an electric water heater, you don't have any more hot water if your power goes out. So keep that in mind. A new tank water heater installation is probably going to cost you, if it's done correctly, and all the bells and whistles are included, such as expansion tank, sediment trap, and so forth. That's a safety pan under it if it's sitting on top of a drywall or a wood surface. Those are all little bells and whistles that should come along with a new water heater install. However, most of the time, people install water heaters, they probably do it themselves, or they have their Uncle Bob do it, or their cousin Joey, or whatever it is, and all they do is replace the tank. They don't install the expansion tank, or the sediment trap, or the safety pan, or the seismic strapping. Here in California, you have to have seismic strapping to keep that thing in place in the event of a big seismic shake. So a good install by a qualified plumber is going to cost you most likely $1,600 for the tank installation and all the bells and whistles that go with it to do it correctly. That's a pretty average price for a correct installation. And I'd say if you have room, if you currently have a 40 gallon, but you have room for a 50 and you got to replace your tank, well, then just go up to a 50. It just makes sense. It's a little bit more money. Or it may not be. It's really not that big a difference in the tank size. So depending on your house, your application, and how many family members are in your house, depends on what size tank you need. So just keep that in mind. Okay, now let's get into some tankless water heaters. Tankless water heaters right out of the gate provide continuous hot water. So what I mean by that is when you go to the faucet and you turn on your faucet, you're going to get hot water. It doesn't mean that instant unless somebody just had it on, but it'll take a few seconds to get there. But then you'll have continuous hot water because it only creates the hot water as you need it. So it doesn't store anything. As opposed to a conventional tank water heater, it stores hot water for when you need it. There it is. That's the difference here. Tankless is a much smaller unit, and people really like that, that it's really small. I like that too. I think that's pretty cool that it's so compact that you have the option of putting it someplace in a tight area. If you have a really like small house and, you know, they have a tank water heater inside the laundry room closet or something, it's just taking up space. You can remove that, have a tankless installed outside, and then use that water heater closet for a regular closet. Just put linens in or whatever, or, you know, whatever you want to do with it. You can make more square footage for your house right there. So that's a plus to me. And the another thing about tankless is they tend to last a lot longer than a tank water heater. So what I understand is they can last up to 20 years if they're properly maintained. So that's where I want to really highlight something for you. A tankless water heater system needs a lot of maintenance to keep it working properly. It needs to be flushed to get all that water deposit buildup out of that system because of the size of the furnace inside there. It just creates so much heat. It tends to scale up on the inside, and that's the part you want to have flushed. So you want to have the tank flushed once a year to keep that calcium buildup under control. And that way there, your water heater will last longer and you won't void your warranty. Because my understanding is some manufacturers will not warranty the tank if you did not maintain it. So if that thing suddenly quits for no reason and you call your maybe have a home warranty or you call the manufacturer and they come out, hey, you know, look, when's the last time you serviced this? Let me see your records. Well, I don't have any records. Well, then you didn't service it. So if the manufacturer says you have to service this unit and you ignore it, well, guess what? You're buying yourself a new water heater because they are not going to replace it for you. So keep that in mind. Tankless water heaters are initially more expensive to install and they require more maintenance than a conventional tank water heater. So a lot of my home buying customers that I deal with on a daily basis always get excited when the subject of tankless water heaters comes up. But I'm not so sure they understand why they're getting excited about it. And most of the time they think, oh, it's just a way better system than the conventional. Or, you know, they're thinking, oh, it's just it's in today. It's like the latest thing. And they're right. It is the latest thing. It's pretty cool to have. However, it comes with a price and it comes with maintenance that's necessary. So the cost savings, I think that's the biggest misunderstanding between a tank water heater and a tankless water heater. So to be more clear on that, if a tank water heater costs about $1,600 to install parts and labor, and a tankless water heater costs $3,000 to $4,000. Well, that's quite a bit of difference there. It really is. And not to mention the tankless water heater needs annual maintenance. And that could be what, a couple $100 a year on top of that? So it adds up. Now, is there energy savings there? Who knows? I can't tell you that. I don't know if there's going to be an energy savings there. Well, is your tankless water heater running on gas? Is it electric? Is it propane? All depends. All depends what application you have. I think the size of it is the draw for me, because it's such a small unit and you can put it outside, you can put it in your garage. Of course, you have to have it. You have to buy the right unit. You can't just take an outdoor unit and stick it inside the house, stick it in the garage. And you can also buy tankless water heaters. Some units come with a built-in hot water circulation pump too. So that's also a plus. So if you have a larger home and you want to go to a tankless, you can get one with a hot water circulation pump already built in. And that's a big plus right there. You want to get that hot water, those faucets, like bam, just like that quick. So those are really good things. So now let's talk about some negative things about the tankless water heater. Tankless water heater, gas fueled. It requires a gas fuel source and an electric fuel source. So guess what happens when the power goes out? No more hot water. Nothing you can do about it. But I have heard that there is a battery backup system for those. It's like so it keeps it going if the power goes out. So I have not seen one, but I hear they're out there. It's an additional cost, of course, to have that installed. But that's the reality. So if you have a regular conventional gas-fueled water heater, a big tank, and electricity goes out, you should be fine. You should still have hot water. So it shouldn't really impede on your day too much, except for the electricity part. If it's at night, that's a hassle. On the tankless side, a tankless unit does require a electric fuel source and gas or propane. Okay, so what do I run into with water heaters on a daily basis when I'm inspecting houses? Well, this is a good topic, so let's get into this. What I mostly find are half-ass water heater installs. They're just, I don't know who put them in, but they rushed it, or they just didn't know what they were doing. And it's so obvious. So I always pay close attention to the handyman install, and I just transfer that information onto my client and let them know, hey, look, you know, you get a new water heater, but it's missing a lot of components. You know, it's missing a temperature pressure relief valve discharge tube, which is a safety hazard. It's only got one metal strap strapping it to the wall, which is another safety hazard in case of an earthquake. There's no safety pan under it. So if it starts to leak, it's going to damage things and you could wind up having a mold problem. Or the exhaust vent pipe was connected to the metal exhaust vent pipe coming out of the top of the water heater was connected to what's known as transite pipe, which is known to contain asbestos. So that's typically the case on a early, you know, mid 1950s, 1960s, and earlier than that. So typically I find that a lot. So, you know, if you're going to put a brand new water heater in, just get rid of that asbestos and just, you know, run a nice new metal flue pipe right up through the roof and you're done with it. You know, people just take shortcuts for the silliest reasons. I don't get that. So those are a lot of the issues I find when I'm inspecting water heaters. Not to mention, most of them, even on new construction, do not even have the expansion tank installed. So the expansion tank, if you're not sure what that is, expansion tank works like a shock absorber on your car. It absorbs excess water pressure, protecting your water heater from damage and early failure. Expansion tanks are required in some cities or counties for new installations. If your water heater is an older model, then this is a recommended upgrade. If your water heater was installed within the past few years, an expansion tank should be present. So an expansion tank is a normal part of a licensed plumber install. So that's how I can tell when the water heater is installed by someone who didn't really know what to do with it. So when it's missing those little bells and whistles, I call them. And some tankless water heaters require acidic neutralizer filters. And that's just to filter the water on the condensate water coming out of the bottom of the tank some cities and counties, some cities require that. I'm not sure exactly all the cities, so I'm not going to get into that. But that's another thing that's missing most of the time is an acidic neutralizer filter on a condensing unit. And is the water heater bonded? Cold to hot should be a jumper, and then that jumper should go all the way down to the gas fuel line. So that's another thing that's commonly left out on amateur installations. And, exhaust venting, not as bad as the rest of the missing stuff, but a lot of times the exhaust venting is loose. It's got holes in it. If it's inside the house and it has a hole in the pipe, that means it's going to leak. And that could allow carbon monoxide burnt gases into the building. So you don't want that, especially if your water heater's inside your home. That's a very dangerous condition to have. As far as tankless water heaters, installations being, half-ass and just poorly installed, a lot of that's the same. Missing expansion tanks, missing sediment traps, missing condensate drain lines. Sometimes I find water heaters that are not even connected. They have never been turned on. So those are a lot of the things I find on a regular basis. And there's mostly always something to write up about a water heater install. So that's a typical day for me. I'm sure a lot of other home inspectors out there would agree with that one. Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode. Water heaters. We'll call it Water Heater 101. How's that? So that's it for water heaters. Not much more to tell you there. I'll probably make some YouTube videos regarding water heaters soon enough. Just haven't got around to it yet. Been pretty busy with stuff. A lot of homes to inspect out there. A lot of phone calls. Lots of work out there. So all you home inspectors, keep it going. Keep it safe. And we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.